Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Real quick, I'm not selling any CDs tonight, but if you give me $10, I'll ride home with you and tell jokes. Thanks for getting that. Here's the deal. I do comedy because I have what they call an overactive brain, y'all. Don't make me smart. Just causes a lot of fear in my life. Doctors have told me that from now on, when I travel, when I fly, take Xanax. Right, for those of you that don't know what that does, before, when I was on a plane flying through a storm, I would think, oh my gosh, we're all gonna die. But now, on a plane in a storm, I look around and go, woo, glad I'm not on this plane. These people gonna crash! I'm just gonna get my taxes done. I gotta tell you, man, being on stage, dream come true. When I was little, I told my parents who were really, really funny. I said, Mom, Dad, when I grow up, I wanna be a comedian or a model. So one day they gave me this huge mirror and said, Son, look, start telling jokes. My parents are hilarious, y'all. I was raised in America, true story, but my father, check it out, Italian, his name Enzo. When I was 21, he goes, oh, you ever drink too much, don't drive, I pick you up. That night, me and the boys were like, hey, Pops, we're hammered. He said, oh, yeah? Me too. Be there in 20 minutes. Italian. Now, my mama, check this out. My mom's from England, but she speaks fluent Italian. That'll blow your mind, because the voice don't match the face. The last time I saw something that weird is when I walked into a pet store. A parrot, a bird on a piece of wood looked me right in the face and went, meow. My mom is hilarious. She doesn't even know it. You know what I mean? Years ago, watching a football game with her, national TV. Halfway through it, streaker, white guy wearing nothing but his underwear, ran from one end zone all the way to the other. Nobody knew what to say. The announcers were stunned. And my mama goes, good gosh, did you see how fast he was? No, ma'am, we're staring at his butt. I had a great childhood, I really did, but 3 years ago, Mom and Dad got a divorce. Sad, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the funny thing. They called it quits in their 80s. We're like, what? That's like being 29 years into a 30-year home loan and going, hey, let's refinance. Man, that divorce killing me financially. People don't tell you this when you're younger, man, but as you get older, you gotta take care of your parents. You gotta pay their bills. You gotta pay their mortgage. People think kids are expensive? Parents are expensive. Y'all, I'm gonna have to have a family meeting next week and be like, Mom, Dad, if you two don't die soon, we ain't gonna make it.